We're the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is a WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Bart Walker.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, so many things happening in the community, and we're going to touch on a few of those things. Visiting with us from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, Deputy Laura Williams. Laura, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Good to have you with us today. Change in season. Tomorrow's the first day of spring. Of course, we've had some nice weather. It's been back and forth a little bit. One day it's winter, one day it's spring, but that's the way it always seems to transition. As we get into the milder weather, does that bring a difference in activities at the sheriff's office? More people being incarcerated, more crimes, anything like that?
I wouldn't say that it changes the level of crime in our community, but we do get to get out in the community more often. That's what I do. I work in community service unit, and our job is to go out, engage with the community here in Rutherford County, and we are very excited that it's warming up and we're going to get to be outside more often.
Yes, and enjoy it too.
Yes.
Being outside in 10 degree temperatures is not quite as enjoyable as a 70 degree day.
Correct.
Well, what happens this time of the year? What's as we move into spring tomorrow, what will be the dominant thing on your calendar of things that are being done at the sheriff's office?
So on April 15th, we are starting our Citizens Academy class. That is something we do every year. It is a 10-week class that we do every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the sheriff's office. And what that does is we invite 25 members of the community to come out, learn about what's going on at the sheriff's office. You get to meet the command staff. You get a jail tour. You get to experience our new virtual reality de-escalation and crisis intervention training, which is really a neat program that we have through a grant, and we work in cooperation with MTSU. And if you've ever done virtual reality headset, it's really cool. We get to put our attendees through role play scenarios, and it basically immerses them into what it's like for our deputies out on calls of service, and they get to see kind of what a normal typical call for services for our deputies.
Now, do you get quite a few of those types of calls?
Well, we can change it up. It can be a traffic stop, and mm-hmm. It can be a call for service where someone's going through a mental health crisis. And it's a tool that we use to train our deputies in de-escalation techniques, but it's really neat for us to put our Citizens Academy attendees through those types of scenarios so they can kind of be in the shoes of our deputies and see what they do on a daily basis.
Now, are there some requirements that you have to have had to be a member of that class? I mean, you can't be a felon, I don't guess.
Correct. You can't have any felonies. We do background checks just to make sure that your criminal history is something that is clear to go through our program. And we take the first 25, and then once we're full, but we do it every year. So if you don't make it in this class this year, we do invite you to apply for next year.
So you have one a year?
We do.
Okay. And do the people, once they graduate, do they sort of stay in touch with the sheriff's office?
Yep. So after they graduate, on the 10th week, we have a graduation ceremony. We provide dinner for them and a certificate, and usually we have a little token of our appreciation for them coming out and just showing their interest in what the sheriff's office is all about. And once they've graduated, they're invited to be part of our Citizens Academy Alumni Association. And the alumni is a great program. We have a lot of volunteers. They come out, serve lunch to our deputies and our employees, and then they also participate in the parades and shop with the sheriff with us. They're a great tool for us to utilize to keep a connection with our community.
Now, this starts April 15th, Tuesday nights, 6 until 9.
Correct.
How long? How many dates after that?
So it's for 10 weeks. And
10
then
weeks.
On the 10th week, that is our graduation. And then we'll do it again next spring as well.
Okay. It sounds phenomenal. And I would imagine something like this is pretty expensive to go through.
Well, we have a lot of volunteers from the sheriff's office who volunteer their time to come and talk to the alumni and the Citizens Academy class, and we're very appreciative of them for doing that.
So how much does it cost to take the class?
Oh, the class, sorry. The class is free to anyone who wants
free.
To come out.
Wow, okay. Class is free. Wow. And all you have to do is call you, or what do they need to do?
So they can call us. My number at my office is 615-904-3065, and then I can send them the application. Or you can go to our Facebook page, Rutherford County Sheriff's Facebook, and it's been linked on there as well.
Now, I would imagine that since a person has to clear having their name checked, running through the process and all that, you can't wait until the last minute.
Correct. And we only have a couple spots left. I believe last count we had about 5 seats remaining.
Okay. So a word to the wise, unless you want to have to wait another year, which that goes slowly, you need to get with Laura Williams quickly. 615-904-3065. How many Citizens Police Academies do you have any idea how many you've had?
I believe this is the 63rd or 64th
wow.
class that we've had.
That's phenomenal. So you know what you're doing.
I've been a part of it for the last 3 years, I believe. And so it's been a lot of fun getting to know everyone. And what's really cool is we've also had a few of the attendees who have gone through the class and then applied and now work for us.
So this is a recruiting tool also.
It can be. Yeah, we've got some really great applicants that came out of it.
So when you are in this class, many of the people have a love to help others, who have a love to maybe get into law enforcement. You used to have, an explorer group. Do you still have that?
We do. It's no longer called the Explorers anymore. We transitioned to the Public Safety Cadets. And that's year round, and that is for children 14 up to age 21. Once they're 21, they age out, and then they can do the Citizens Academy. And we meet the first and third Thursday of every month from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., and we invite any Rutherford County student, homeschool or public school, private school, they're welcome to come out, see what we're all about, and then join the program if that is something that they are interested in.
Public Safety Cadets.
Yes.
Interesting. What kind of things do they do?
So tomorrow we have a class and we're going to be doing some, again, role play scenarios for traffic stops. So we've taught them how to use the what we call a 10 code language that police officers use on the radio. And we've taught them how to use that, and we're going to be simulating traffic stops.
So they're getting their sort of feel for doing that and being safe too, obviously.
Yeah, and it really does help them build confidence as well.
Oh, yeah. So these are youngsters 14 to 21.
Yep.
And they already have a desire to possibly get into law enforcement. They're sort of putting their feet into that, dipping it and seeing if it's good. And after they go through that, they can be in the Citizens Police Academy. By the time they finish that, they're probably saying, where can I sign?
Yeah, we've had several of our cadets who have graduated high school and immediately started working in the jail.
Wow. So is that a good starting point, the jail? Or it looks like that would be a little different from being an officer out patrolling the streets.
So starting in detention is a really great opportunity for especially high schoolers who just graduate and don't want to go to college. You just have to have your high school diploma or a GED, be 18 years or older, be able to drive, have no felonies. And you start in the jail, you start your state retirement. And it also gives you a great learning tool of how to talk to people. You're going to talk to people who are incarcerated and learn how to treat them with kindness and respect and hold them accountable. And then that transitions to working on patrol.
When you got involved in law enforcement, had you always had this desire? Had it been deep down inside you from the beginning?
I think so. I love working with people and talking to people and helping people. So law enforcement is definitely a calling to people who have a love for other people.
So did you go through the Public Safety Cadets?
I did not. I'm actually from Ohio, so I moved down here, and we didn't have a program like that up in Ohio.
So we we really are on the cutting edge here.
Yeah, it's a great tool. It's good for kids to get out and meet other kids from other schools who have that same type of desire to be in law enforcement or just to serve the public.
I think Rutherford County was one of the first, if not the first, to have a school resource officers program.
That's correct. In Tennessee, we were the first school resource officer program.
And have created some phenomenal things that not only other Tennessee counties look toward to get ideas. People, I understand, come to visit the Rutherford County SRO program from all over the United States and maybe from other places in the world.
I'm sure it's a great program that we have. We're really proud of our school resource officers, and we're thankful for what they do every day.
Very definitely. By the way, if you have a question you want to send us, best way is texting it to us. You can do that at your convenience as long as it's within this hour. If it's not within this hour, you're sort of like you missed the opportunity to have a question. 615-893-1450. That's the number to text your questions to us. And we're here to sort of give you an answer, find out more about some of the things that are happening. Somebody's asking us about the SCAN program. First of all, if you would, that's all they wrote, S-C-A-N. What is that? What is SCAN?
So the SCAN program is our Senior Citizens Awareness Network and is for our senior citizens that live here in Rutherford County. If they don't have a lot of support or resources and they just want someone to check in on them, we usually call them weekly and visit them monthly, and we just provide resources, and then twice a year we have events to get them out of the house and socialize with other Rutherford County citizens as well.
Okay, and what's it all about? I mean, is it a really involved group of people? What is it?
Yeah, so we have a bunch of volunteers. A lot of them are also part of our alumni. They come in and they volunteer their time to go out, visit our seniors, to call them, make sure that they are doing well, that they have food. When it's really hot out in the summer, we make sure that they have fans or air conditioners. And in the winter, we make sure that they have heat as well.
So that's all at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, and they go out and help. Is there, I mean, obviously the winter time, from what you described, going out and see if you have heat, things like that, that's so important. We're into spring. Well, we will be tomorrow. Is there still a need for the SCAN program?
Yeah, so it's just really great for them to have someone to check in on them and make sure that they're doing well, that they have food, and if there's anything they need, if they need a ride to a doctor's appointment, we try to connect them with those resources so that they can get there.
So it's, again, just one-on-one helping people who need some help.
Yep.
And so if that is in your heart, what do they need? Do they call you also?
They can call me and I can send them the application. I'll connect them with E.T. and Clarence, who are our two founding members that run the program.
I bet they are enjoying it. They've been on the radio before, and you talk about having a heart for this.
They do. That, and E.T., she just swoons over all of the members in the SCAN program. She adores them and loves them and knows each and every one of them by name. And she knows what their likes and dislikes are, and those are her people.
How did that start? I mean, that's a pretty creative-sounding program.
I believe that started a long time ago, before I even moved down here to Tennessee. And I know E.T. and Clarence, they have ran it for as long as they've been volunteering at the sheriff's office.
What other kinds of things? You said changing light bulbs and taking you to the doctor.
Yeah, and they've built ramps for people. They've gone out and looked at houses that some of our members say that they need repairs on, and they see if there's anything they can do, and they just volunteer their time and their skills to make their lives a little bit easier.
Very good. Another question, this one goes in a totally different direction. They're going back to your conversation about the detention center, workers in the detention center. They said, we went through the Citizens Police Academy many years ago, thoroughly enjoyed it. The thing that impressed us most was the detention center and talking with the people who work there. They do not have any weapons or anything to protect them with. And one of the guys said he had had almost every bone in his body broken. That sounds like a rough job. That sounds scary.
So going back to something I talked about a little bit ago that kind of goes into that is our VR training that we have now through the virtual reality.
Oh, virtual. Okay.
It's through MTSU. And one of the great things about that is it's teaching these detention officers how to use their words to de-escalate situations and to prevent them from getting in a situation where it does become physical.
Okay. So these are things they didn't have years back.
Virtual reality is a new technology, and it's really cool. It's awesome to see how it's being used in ways that can help us improve our training techniques.
Now, is that also used, because it seems like one of the big things these days is a person to go out with the officers who are making an arrest or at a situation where the person who is involved in that is perhaps mentally challenged or something of that sort, having some issues that most people are not having.
Yeah, so we have two programs. One is through the Volunteer Behavioral Health. It is a grant. It's called Pathways. And they have co-responders that ride with our officers on second shift. And they respond to those calls where people are having mental health crisis. And they are trained in working with them and dealing with the mental health side. Because as law enforcement, we deal with that quite a bit, but we aren't doctors. So it's really nice to have someone who is trained in that field respond with you. Then we also have another grant program, and they are employed by the sheriff's office, and that is our co-responder and our community outreach coordinator. So Christina and Emily came to us about, I'd say about 6 or 7 months ago, and Emily is our co-responder. She rides with the first shift deputies, and she responds to mental health crisis. And Christina is our community outreach coordinator, and you'll get to see her a lot when you come to community events. And her job is to provide resources and connect our officers with resources as well as community members with resources.
Now, you mentioned first and second shift. For the layman, that doesn't mean a whole lot. What would first shift be and what is second shift?
So first shift is our day shift, and that's about 6 a.m. until about 4 p.m. And then second shift is your evening hour, so early afternoon to late in the evening.
How late does that go?
So they go about till 11 p.m.
Okay. And then overnight is, I guess, dead time.
That's our midnight shift. Yep, that's they come in at 8 p.m. and they go home about 6 a.m.
So each one of these shifts, obviously, is unique into itself. You said that the mental health trainees ride on the second shift, so you have more challenges arise from 4 at night till 11 at night. Is that right?
So it kind of depends. It ebbs and flows. Mental health crisis doesn't know a timeline. When it happens, it happens. But it's nice to be able to have your co-responders on each shift. So we have some on first shift, we have some on second shift, and then we also have our crisis intervention trained deputies who are on all shifts.
And you never know on that one, I guess.
No. Nope.
So if for people who are thinking about careers in law enforcement, the varieties of jobs are just exploding here.
Yep. So one of the things that I do in our community service unit is I'm a recruiter as well. And I'm very, very passionate about talking to people who are interested in being in public safety and serving the community, especially the community they live in. Right now, we have open applications for detention and dispatch, and we expect to open our patrol certified officer position around late April.
Okay. So definitely openings now in detention and dispatch.
Yep, and detention is great. Like I said earlier, high school students who are graduating, graduation's just around the corner. If they don't feel a calling to go to college right now or ever, we are happy to welcome them in and kind of give them those skills. And those are good transferable skills that relate to the real world as well.
And you mentioned in the patrol, that would come up in April.
Uh-huh. Yep, so we'll be opening those applications around late April.
What kind of positions? Is that always just an officer, patrol officer, deputy?
Yeah, so patrol is when you see our deputies riding around the cars out in the county, responding to accidents, pulling cars over, responding to calls of service. That's a patrol deputy.
All right. Tell you what let's do. Let's pause for just a moment, and we will come back and continue this conversation. We're talking today about law enforcement right here in the heart of Tennessee. the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. They're at the heart of this. And visiting with us from the Sheriff's Office, Deputy Laura Williams. 615-893-1450 is our phone number. 615-893-1450. Stay with us. We'll be right back. In the meantime, if you have a question, text us at that number, 615-893-1450.
Look up in the sky. There it is, the tallest tower in Murfreesboro. This is WGNS, FM, AM, and worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Hi, this is Peter Demas. One of the things that we've done years ago is we've been able to do our orders, like our pastas and many other items, that we used to be able to put them in large pans, and now we have a catering team that will even deliver it to your home. We can drop it off for you, set it up, or they can come in and pick it up. Look up our catering menu on www.demasrestaurants.com. This is Peter Demas at Demas's Restaurant, 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
What I like to think about Adam's Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Good morning. It's moving a little bit better now up through Franklin from that earlier wreck, but boy, did it clog it up through there. 65 northbound at Highway 96. I see a car up against the wall, 65 south at OHB here in Madison. Hopefully this will be out of here sooner than later. 1700 block of Murfreesboro Road there in Lebanon. That remains closed with a lot of flashing lights in that general area. Prince's Hot Chicken has live entertainment starting tonight at 6 o'clock till 9. Check out princesshotchicken.com for more details. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
A wind advisory is in effect for the forecast area. Partial sunshine develops this afternoon, a high in the mid-70s. Tonight, chance for showers and storms, cloudy, low near 39. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 56.
Two powerful FM signals, one AM signal, and worldwide on WGNSradio.com. You can listen to us anywhere. We are WGNS Murfreesboro.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Welcome back. Happy birthday to David Williams. David is the winner today of Slick Pig Barbecue's delicious banana pudding. Oh, you don't have to have a birthday to enjoy that. You can go over at lunch today and top off that delicious barbecue lunch. Or maybe you're like me and like the Brunswick stew, or maybe you're really hungry and want both of them. Top it off with some banana pudding at the Slick Pig. Welcome back. Our good neighbor of the day is Nirav Patel. Nirav gets the beautiful flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. And the person who nominated Nirav Patel said that Nirav is always making people happy, always there to help when something comes up. You can bet that Nirav Patel is there. Welcome back. And, you know, we're going to crawl under the table now. Have you ever called somebody Smith and their name was Jones? Well, we've been calling Deputy Laura Williams instead of her name, which is Kuntz. Not anywhere like, I mean, they're not even close.
That's okay. I'll forgive you for it.
Thank you. I will silently steal away. Well, good to have you back, though. She didn't get mad and storm out, though. If you have questions this morning dealing with the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, give us a call, 615-893-1450. Here's an interesting question. A person says, I'm finishing up high school this year. It's my final year. We're about to graduate, and I plan on going to MTSU. Do they offer any programs on law enforcement, teaching you what you need to do to get into law enforcement work?
So I do know that MTSU has a really great criminal justice program, and it's really great that they've asked that question, because this coming Wednesday, so next week on the 26th of March, our recruiting team will be headed out to MTSU for their criminal justice networking event. So if you are going to MTSU for a criminal justice program, that is something they put on every year. And it's a really good opportunity for students to go pick the brains of law enforcement or other public safety agencies and ask them, what do I need to do to get hired by your agency? And then also just to see what's out there career-wise.
Now, you mentioned in some of these areas you don't have to have a college degree, but if a person wants to really excel, if they want to make it to the top, be the head of a department or something of that sort, does a degree help?
I would say it definitely sets you apart from other applicants. Having a degree and having experience are two things that go great hand in hand, and that's why detention is a really good job for people coming out of college or high school, because it gives you experience. And if you choose not to go to college, but you want to get the experience and go through law enforcement, then detention gives you the experience that you need.
I also see quite a few news releases about deputies who have gone to TBI training or FBI training. Those are, I guess, offered throughout the year.
Yeah, so FBI LEDA has classes that they bring here to Murfreesboro. They have a lot of command and supervisor training that they give. It's usually about a 40-hour training, and we love sending our deputies and our employees through trainings to further their education, because you can never stop learning and you can never stop improving throughout your life and throughout your career.
We have, I'm not sure this fits in, but this person's interested in canine handling. Is that something that the sheriff's office is deeply involved in?
So we have a canine program. It does require 2 years of patrol experience for you to apply and move over. It is an extra duty, so it is something that a patrol deputy would add to their responsibilities.
So they have to have 2 years of patrolling?
Correct.
Okay. So if you want to do that, you better get a job patrolling quickly.
Yeah, and I'd be happy to talk to you about all the opportunities we have. We have K-9 and SWAT, and we have a drone team. We have our SROs, which is our school resource officers. We have our judicial services for officers who go and keep our courthouse safe. So
wow.
There are so many opportunities. You can never get bored at the sheriff's office.
So these are, like you say, you never get bored. And you're doing something you enjoy.
Oh, I absolutely enjoy this job. I get to talk to people out in our community. I get to talk to people who are interested in careers. I get to talk to young minds who want to get into law enforcement and get to kind of be a mentor to them to help them do that.
You mentioned drone teams. Drones are really big. They're fascinating. People get into that as a hobby. They drop hundreds, thousands of dollars into this. But this is a way for you to expand your fun and your knowledge at somebody else's expense, I guess.
Absolutely. So our drones are really great. They help us find people out in wooded areas. They've got so much technology. I can't go into it. I don't fly drones. I do love the capabilities that drones have, especially for videography. But the things that they do, the way that they're able to assist our deputies when they're looking for someone, especially in a terrain that might not be easy to navigate on foot.
And so these are several thousands of dollars, I would imagine, because one of your deputies brought one up to the radio station and we did a program on that. It was a big drone.
Yeah, they're very big. I have seen them for sale, like personally, but I don't know the types that we use at the sheriff's office, but I'm sure that they have a lot of really great features to them. But I'm just proud that we have those at our sheriff's office.
How do we do as far as keeping up with other law enforcement agencies around the nation?
So I think that drones especially are something that is new, and we've had them, I'd say, for several years. But I would say that we just continually to evolve with our technology, and we continue to keep on the trends of what's changing in law enforcement, and we're trying to keep up with that.
We got another question here. This listener is asking for us to talk a little more about the SWAT program. They have an interest. They say that they're 28. Is that too old to get into law enforcement? And also, what do you need to be in the SWAT area?
So again, SWAT, you have to have experience on patrol. And 28 is not too old to be in law enforcement. I was 28 when I went to the academy. And as far as SWAT goes, there is some physical requirements. You have to be able to navigate the physical agility test and then go through the interview process.
Okay. So you were 28 when you got involved. What made you decide, I want to get into law enforcement?
So at the time, I was actually working at Six Flags Great America as a loss prevention supervisor. And the kids that I got to experience, you know, they weren't doing the best things, or else I wouldn't have come in contact with them. A lot of these kids lived in inner city Chicago, and their experiences were that crime and violence was just a normal part of life. And I remember specifically there was one girl who her brother had been killed in a drive-by shooting. And I just thought to myself, that's not okay for her to think that that's normal life. And I wanted to change that perspective, that kids should grow up and feel like it's a safe world to live in. And even if I could help one person, then I felt like that was my calling.
Have you sort of kept in touch with her and her activities?
Oh, no. She went on and lived her life, and I don't think we've ever seen each other again. And she probably doesn't even know that she made that impact on my life.
Wow. So work with loss prevention, which puts you in touch with the everyday world. A lot of people here in the community who have jobs like that, that's a good training ground.
It is. It teaches you how to talk to people and also deal with a high-stress environment.
So one of the things we hear about is negotiating with people who are homeless, people who have mental issues, who are homeless, just down and out. Maybe they've never had what we look at as a normal family life. Maybe they've lived on their streets, because there are a lot of kids who are children of homeless people. Maybe that's all they know. Do you have some stories that you could share with us about people who have had lives changed because of law enforcement people becoming their friend and wanting to help them?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of stories out there like that. Excuse me.
Sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. It's those white trees that are out there, yes, with the blooming flowers. Man, they're really getting me this year. But we have a lot of that, especially, you know, we talked about our school resource officers, and we have a program in our Rutherford County schools called the Atlas program. And like you said, there are kids out there who they're in an environment where they're placed to be homeless. They don't choose that they're kids, but our Atlas program exists to help them, get them to school, make sure that their daily routine is as normal as can be. And then it also provides them food. And I remember last year we did, our SROs realized that there was a little bit of a shortage on these food supplies for the Atlas program. And they put out a call to everyone to donate food so that the Atlas program had food to give to our kids. And our cadet program actually went out. We went to Sam's Club and we filled up a transit van full of food to donate. And just being able to give back like that to the community is a great experience for not only our cadets, but everyone who was involved in that donation to the Atlas program.
So there are people out there making differences.
Yeah.
That's great. So you need to learn more. If you have a calling to get into law enforcement, and it sounds like it could be any aspect of law enforcement, just get with you.
Yeah, and I gave you my number. It's 615-904-3065. I'd be happy to talk with you and just give you some outlets and opportunities and kind of explore what area you want to go to in law enforcement.
Here's another one totally off the subject, but on your subject, those white flowers on the trees are Bradford pears.
Bradford pears, yep. Yeah. The allergies this season because of them, and they don't smell very good either.
Now, I've had people talk about that. And if they're in people's yards, some people love them because they are big and they grow quickly. But I understand that they also fall quickly. They're not very strong.
I've heard that too, actually. I think I was just talking about that yesterday, and someone said they fall down very easily. So they are pretty, but they definitely don't help with the allergy season.
And don't park your car under them.
No.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. If you have a question this morning dealing with law enforcement, here's one. This person's asking about the School Resource Officers Program. They have heard, they said, on this program, conversations about how the school resource officers actually become close friends with the students, especially students who have some main needs. And years later, they are rewarded by those children seeing them in the store or something and saying, hey, I remember you. You made a difference in my life. And that they're invited to weddings, graduations, things. They become a part of the family, it sounds like.
Yeah, I was an office school resource officer back in 2021. I worked at an elementary school up in Laverne, and I still see my students, and they recognize me. I see that I have children who play sports, so I see them at sporting events. I have one. I still will text his mom every once in a while to check in on him, and they do. They become your kids. You are in law enforcement because you love people and you want to help people. And so it's only a natural thing to become attached to these kids that you're spending every day with. And so being able to just check in and see how they're doing, or, you know, see them out at a sporting event and they run up and they give you hugs. And I was always known as Officer Laura. And so they'll come up and say hi to me.
So that's another benefit that you just don't think about. I mean, this is with the School Resource Officer Program, and I would imagine that 20 years from now, you'll still have people coming up and say, you made a difference in my life. And what would that do? Boy.
I mean, it's a very good feeling to know. And, like, if you have children of your own, it's you see your kids every day, so you see them grow up. But to see these kids after you haven't seen them for so long, I saw one at a track meet a couple weeks ago, and I recognized her mom before I even recognized her. And I just looked at her and said, wow, you have really grown up. And that feeling to be, they remember you and you remember them, but they look completely different. It's breathtaking, you know, kind of shocking.
It lets you know you made the right decision in getting into the career that you're in.
Yeah, it's a very rewarding career to be a part of someone's life and part of their story. It's kind of a reward that you wouldn't get anywhere else.
We'll pause for just a moment. Our final break coming up. If you have a question, don't wait around. We're just about out of time, so give us a shout. 615-893-1450. Laura Kuntz is our guest this morning from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office.
I can radio that's kind of possessed.
It's Coast to Coast AM overnight every night.
You have a possessed radio?
Yeah.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dave Kivenemi at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course. Come out and see us for all of your music needs. We've got guitars, pianos, amps, drums, PA equipment, rentals, lessons, most anything you can think of in the music genre. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den on South Church. We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
This is Jenny at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. If you'd like to lift somebody up, we can put together a basket with their favorite coffee, latte, cappuccino, little snack, and a little bouquet of flowers. Just make their day. So give us a call at 615-893-7134. We're located at 117 South Academy Street, just across the road from East Main Church of Christ. This is Jen, and I can't wait to see you. Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall, and that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
All Sports Talk, weekdays at 5.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
Welcome back. The final segment of the Action Line on this Wednesday morning. Don't forget this weekend, Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning, the Community Engagement Collaboration. And that's at the Washington Theater inside the Patterson Community Center. Sponsored by Ron Washington and the Horizon Group. Don't miss it. Interesting panel members from the County Election Commission, the Jones College of Business, Murfreesboro City Administration, the Housing Authority, the County Tax Assessor's Office, a variety of talents answering your question. That's going to be Saturday, this Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning, open to the public. It's free, and that's at the Patterson Community Center. Hey, David Williams, happy birthday to you. David Williams is our birthday winner today from Slick Pig Barbecue, and our good neighbor of the day receiving flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts is Narev Patel. Our number 615-893-1450 if you have a question. Better get those in quickly though. 615-893-1450 from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. Deputy Laura Kuntz is with us this morning. 615-893-1450. She really loves her job. You can tell that. And how long have you been in law enforcement?
So I joined law enforcement in 2017. I went to the academy in 2018. And I worked at Smyrna Police Department for 3 years. And then it'll be 5 years this year at the sheriff's office.
Now, when you said you went to the academy, is that FBI, TBI?
What? No, that is the Tennessee Law Enforcement Training Academy. So any applicant who applies to work as a police officer has to be post-certified. And so they get sent to a 12-week academy up in Nashville.
And what do you learn there? What do you walk away with?
Well, you walk away with your post-certification. So you're certified by the state of Tennessee to be a law enforcement officer. But they go over... You have a law course where you learn about all the laws here in Tennessee. There's a whole week of driving. You learn how to drive in all types of weather. There's a firearms week and then a defensive tactic week. There's so many different things, and it's a overnight academy. So you go up on a Sunday night and then you go home on Thursdays.
And so without that, you could not be a law enforcement officer.
Correct. That is required by the state of Tennessee. Now, technically, you don't have to go to Nashville. There are several other academies in Tennessee, but that's the one that a lot of agencies around here use to send their officers to.
What kind of training do you get? Do you get ongoing training once you get with the Sheriff's Department?
Yeah, there is required training every year to keep your post-certification. And then there's also, we have our in-service training through the Sheriff's Office. And then there's a lot of classes that are put on by other agencies and other schools that are relevant to law enforcement. And we encourage our deputies to look for classes that interest them and then send them to if we're able to.
So does it cost you any money, or does the agency that you're working for, do they cover the cost?
So there's a lot of classes that are offered at no cost to law enforcement. There are some that have costs, and that is provided by the sheriff's office.
Okay. So if you're looking at getting into law enforcement, is the first time, the first thing I guess would be find someone who's interested in hiring you, find out what you need to qualify, and then they will sort of guide you from there, I guess.
Correct. So the best thing really to do is to reach out to a recruiter. You can, we have a dedicated recruiting website, and that website is joinrcsotn.com. And there is a button on there you can click and email if you don't like making phone calls and you just want a quick answer to your question. You can send a message through there. You can look at our events that we have going on, see what opportunities are available to apply for. And then we also have a frequently asked question page where when we get a lot of the same questions, we put it on there so that it's easy to find. And then there are some physical agility requirements, and we do have a PT test. We just recently on our Facebook page posted a video of that. We had over 30 people come out to take that PT test.
Did they all pass?
I think everyone did, actually. It was kind of a rare thing. We've never had that many people pass.
Physically fit.
Yeah.
Good to hear. So now you said the next recruiting, that right now you're recruiting for detention officers and dispatch people, communicators.
Yep, so emergency communications, the ones who answer 911 calls, who answer non-emergency calls, and they also dispatch our officers to the calls of service out in Rutherford County. They do a lot of other things too, such as enter things into databases, and they have a very similar computer setup to you. So it's a lot of typing, a lot of being on the computer, and a lot of talking.
Do they need special training prior to getting this job? I mean, like you went to be a law enforcement officer, you went to school in Nashville. Do they go to some school somewhere?
So they do have their own requirements as well. It's not the same as patrol, but we do provide that to them once they are hired. And we have a great field training program, and they do all that. And it's not like you get hired.
Those Bradford pears.
They're getting me. It's not like they get hired and then just put on their own. Mm-hmm. They get a lot of hands-on training.
Now, with the detention officer, and having heard the story of the officer who had every bone in his body broken, boy, that's frightening sounding. Obviously, what do they learn? Karate or something?
So we do defensive tactics. It's very similar to, if you've seen grappling jiu-jitsu, it teaches you how to get out of certain situations and how to defend yourself and just control yourself. And because that control will go over to how you handle things in the jail.
I guess you can get a reputation of don't mess with that person. They will take you down fast.
Yeah, if you've ever seen people do jiu-jitsu, it is just crazy to watch. I did it for a little while, but that's for certain people, I guess, yeah.
Well, you have thoroughly enjoyed what you're doing, and it's obvious, and that comes out over the radio. So if somebody listening is interested in a career in law enforcement, whatever area there might be, just give you a call. Is that you can point them in any direction?
Absolutely. And if I don't have the answer to your questions, I will definitely find them out. I've been doing recruiting for about 2 years now, and so I have become very knowledgeable about areas I haven't even been in. But I do have a lot of experience doing patrol, school resource officer, now community services. I have worked for a city agency as well as a county agency, so I can tell you kind of the differences.
And a reminder, the Citizens Police Academy starts April the 15th. There are a total of 25 openings, but only 5 are left. So get with them quickly.